I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is stomp time. So where should we start? We have this big Supreme Court case that will break down. Johnny Roberts once again. Thank you, George W. Bush. I'm sure George W. Bush agrees with this, too. Saying that the Biden administration has every right, their right to shut down the great Trump policy on this. Trump was way ahead of the curve. You want to apply for asylum, you're going to wait in Mexico. You're not going to come here and promise to come back 4 to 6 months later. And then you never show up, of course. You commit mayhem in the rest of the country, and it continues. So expect an even worse situation at the border. Progressives are doubling down. George W. Bush, the whole Bush family, has always been. This is where it goes back to. It goes back to Bush. It goes back to that we stopped George W. Bush and the whole Bush family, Jeb Bush, the whole group, because it doesn't affect them. It affects illegal immigration, affects the average American. And Trump took out Jeb Bush to his face because he's a wimp. And George W. Bush was seething over 8 years that he couldn't beat us on this. But the Supreme Court ruled today to end the Remain in Mexico policy, which makes great common sense. You'll get your hearing, you'll get your day in court, but you're not coming into the country saying asylum and then being released. It doesn't work that way. That's not the way that it works at all. All righty, 855-839-1210, you get on board. In the meantime, the American people will suffer, guys like Johnny Roberts and the Bushes and others believe they will not only be insulated from this, but they will profit from it. Wall Street Journal, Catholic Church, they're all in on it. Let's go over the entities that time after time try to strike on this from every front. The upside on a day like this, I like to point out, is they have not won, though. They did not win. This is just another battle. If they had their way during the Bush years, we would be flooded even more with illegal immigration. So you got to keep that in mind. They have not made it policy. They're rogues on the policy, and the American people see it. And the American people are going to vote on this issue when we get to the midterms. I know it seems like a million miles away, but Roberts is arguably the worst pick in the history of the Supreme Court in my memory, because it was a pick by an alleged conservative. And he goes out of his way in every twist and turn to stick it to us. That's what he did today, along with, of course, the progressive judges. I didn't see, Dan, who was the fifth vote? It was 5-4. I don't have that. We'll give you who the fifth vote was. Let me guess. I don't think it was Gorsuch. I don't think it was Coney Barrett. It certainly wasn't Alito or Thomas. So I'm going to say Kavanaugh. Who was it?
You're correct, sir.
Kavanaugh. That weasel.
Yep.
Now, I know people were saying, let's have a victory parade. And, I got on board the Trump judges. Look at what's happened with Roe v. Wade. Look at what's happened with the gun case. Yep. But who's the guy? Who's the guy you can't trust that people went to the wall for? Kavanaugh. Now, I hate to believe, here's another aspect of this. There are several Catholics on this. Three of them voted to say, no, 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 this Mexico policy makes sense. But there's another branch of Catholicism, the Georgetown branch, and that's practiced by Johnny Roberts and Kavanaugh. And I think that plays into their view of all this, because the Catholic Church is right in the middle of this stuff. In what universe, what are the percentages? It's unknowable. The percentages of people that come here allegedly for asylum and then they never return. What are the percentages of that? And the answer is not very high at all. All right, 855-839-1210. I'd love to get you on board. Now, Steve Keeley's coming here at 12:30. That Northeast Philadelphia shooting, and then Steve also covered in Northeast Philadelphia a place giving away tremendous amounts of food to middle-class people because of inflation. One of the things I don't think has been highlighted enough with this young woman killed in a neighborhood that used to be, it wouldn't happen there, okay? They had a woman on last night that I saw talking about, yep, now you have motorcycles, ATVs around, you have people throwing firecrackers all over the place. Just outward signs of what's happening in Philadelphia. But I don't think it's been reported enough. And I'm not sure, Keeley may know if anybody does. I'm not sure if it was the bouncers there or if it were other patrons. When this idiot fired 15 shots after he went to the parking lot from a distance of 100 feet, he was going to reload and fire more. What stopped him? Somebody returned fire. I think it was at least 5 shots. I'm mentioning this because New Jersey, with King Philip, they're poised, if they can't win on the Second Amendment, to make more and more places sensitive where you can't have a weapon. So I believe bars are one of the things on their list. I'm not sure about churches. They'll probably go for that too. My point being, thank God there were people in that bar, or at least one person, who had a legal gun and was able to return fire. This nitwit would have kept on advancing. He would have reloaded and he would have fired more. Yeah, but you can't have people with guns in bars. Well, we think people like this animal who did this are going to relent to that? No. Just fires willy-nilly, 15 shots. It's the old West. Because he knows, he gets into his head, his pea brain, the vibe. He's in Philadelphia. And in Philadelphia, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen to you with this?
Was there an ops in the bar? Like, I don't understand. Like an opposing neighborhood gang member? Like,
he was shooting into it because apparently it was Tuesday night is pool night for a team competition or something. And he wanted to shoot pool. And as a result of being denied that, he went nuts and they had to escort him out of it.
Wow.
Yep. So that's what this is about. But thank God there were people that could return fire, and this coward then, who shot a 21-year-old girl in the head. Now, will he get the death penalty? Oh, you could kill 500 people in the middle of Broad Street. You would never get the death penalty. It would be cruel and inhuman in Philadelphia or anywhere in Pennsylvania, apparently. All right, one other quick thing at 855-839-1210. You get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210.
This guy actually goes out during his radio show and patrols the border during his commercial breaks.
Yeah, I wonder what if he's not probably on an 18-day vacation today. I wonder if Howard Stern, though, thinks that people should apply for asylum. Maybe he's working up his blackface act again today. Maybe he's doing that because he's done that an awful lot. So
practicing Dr. Doom.
Yes, practicing Dr. Doom. We'll get to that. I heard WIP, Joe DiCamera, John Ritchie do a heck of a show, and they were talking about the fact that Major League Baseball said yesterday, come 2024, because they're going to bring this in bits and pieces. Something awful is going to happen. They're going to use a computer system to call balls and strikes.
I love it.
Now, this is just another example. It's not as deadly as the driverless car. I wonder if people are, it's dawning on them. And I'm not doing Terminator or anything where the machines are going to start a war. But what I'm saying is the human element, even if the human element is off by an inch here and there, there's a fight over it. You know, an umpire has a high strike zone or a low strike zone. That's part of the entertainment, part of the fabric of the game. Not a computer telling us how to play baseball. This
like,
is
and, precision's and the, a good thing. Like I want to know which team is better. Like I don't want to know which team is better with the condition of if the ref is a bias right. towards that team. I want to know straight up which team is better.
Well, there's no bias toward them. I mean, this is the artificial scientific approach. It's the same thing with analytics, another flawed thing that's taken away the entertainment of the game. Now, I agree with using information, but you keep on with shifts and analytics and keep telling guys
hit a home run, walk. I think for this particular instance of the game, though, Dom, like the strike zone is such a defined – it should be such a defined thing in the rule book. It's from, what, the shoulders or the shoulders down to the knees. And So if it's that kind of definition, I think there should be some kind of computer AI there. But they're still going to have the human element when it comes to calling guys out. People
Big
are stealing.
Deal. It's
I think that's a
strikes.
Huge part of the game. Like when you have a when a manager rushes the field, it's more often for a call on a stolen base than it is for a strike or
it's
a ball.
No, it's on balls and strikes constantly. The umpire is off that day. There's a challenge with them. It's inconsistent. It's part of the game. It's part of life, as I see it. The driverless car is another aspect.
It's a
of
huge
this.
Deterrent of it. I get that, but I just think.
Yeah, I just think keeping the human element. I'm again. We've gone too far already. It's just way too far. I mean, this idea of judgment too. There are judgment factors umpires might be taking into account. So the precision of this with baseball. How far do you carry that? All right, is Dan right? Yes, finally. We're going to have a computer calling this, and an umpire is going to stand there like a dope waiting for the computer in his ear to tell him, is it a ball or a strike? All right, now.
If we expanded it to football and the ball had a sensor in it, and rather than the refs placing the ball for each down, it was actually.
That takes away the fun of it, too.
You think so?
Absolutely. Okay. The fun of it is that waiting at home, he got a bad spot, he got a good spot. Yeah, you want to take all that out. Yeah, we're not in a laboratory. Right. And, you know, it's how do you work the refs? How do you do stuff like
it's
that?
It's a bad analogy.
I'd like to see if a computer can call a charge in the NBA versus a block. I'd love to see the programming the computer to do that.
That would be interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want any computer measuring my 40-yard football throw, by the way, too. I'd like to believe in it. All right, it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in here with Dom. Side question of the day. Happen to see, speaking of sports, Pelé. 1958, Brazil won their first with Pelé World Championship. He is one of the four biggest mythical figures in the history of sports, I think, with Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali maybe, Wilt Chamberlain, and Pelé. So hit us with somebody who is so mythical, so big time, that we know them by one name. Could be the first or the last, living or dead. So I'm going to give you the obvious one, Oprah. Mm. And I'll give you another one that's not around, but it is Confucius.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
living or
too.
Dead. You just say Confucius. Everybody, Confucius who? What's his last name?
Now, I'm curious why you didn't take the one that I thought you were going to take off the board after seeing a special film this past week.
Oh, Elvis. Yeah. I liked Oprah just to change it up a little bit because she's the first one I remember with daytime TV or whatever, and kind of a strange name like Elvis, too.
Yeah.
That became, everybody knows who you're talking about.
It's true, yeah.
She's more famous at this point. If you ask more people who Oprah is or Elvis, I think they would know Oprah more.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, at this point.
But even that, like, she's kind of fallen out of
a little bit, right.
Yeah.
All right, maybe 5 years ago at the height of it. Then
but
I would
even
say
still,
more
though,
famous
she, her,
than
she
Elvis.
She's more recently relevant, but I think this movie probably pushes Elvis forward.
Right, yeah, he'll be coming out a little bit.
All right, so
who's yours?
Aristotle, I'll take off
for
past. And then behind us right here, we have a band called LSD. It's three different top 40 artists that all go by one name. It's Labyrinth, Sia, and Diplo. And I'm a huge fan of Sia. She's a great, great singer.
All right. And also, as always, we have more insight. I'm not sure if Larry Krasner is going to be in Harrisburg tonight, today, doing a news conference. He's doing a news conference. that Republicans are attacking LGBTQ youth.
It's at 3 o'clock.
Oh, it's at 3 o'clock. Yep. Is it in Harrisburg?
It is.
It's probably here.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says it's going to join the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers and Leaders of the LGBTQ community.
I think it's probably here.
Yeah.
All right. One other thing, and we'll play some of this throughout the show. We have our hands, this will be 10C, on the debate yesterday. So the ball's moved forward. Larry Krasner now is under investigation for impeachment. I know some people think, why can't they just vote on it? It's obvious. I get you. They're digging down to make the case that this guy should be impeached and then the Senate trial to take him out. Okay. This is the 114-86 voting on party lines. You should know, though, 4 Democrats yesterday voted to move forward with the impeachment of Krasner. And 3 of them are from the Philadelphia area. Kevin Boyle, Joe Hohenstein. So he did move forward on this. And a guy named Ed Nielsen. Now, I'm going to play you Nielsen a little bit later on. What a weasel, Ed. He said he's voting for it, but he wants to know, why are we not impeaching more DAs? Can you imagine this moronic comment yesterday? We're not looking at impeaching more DAs because people do give a DA, a district attorney, discretion. Stop it already. This guy is singular. He's telling you he's not going to do what the duty of his office is. Why is that so hard? Do we have to come over to your office and tell you that? Now, Dan's invited these people on. We'll see if anybody shows up. But here's Representative Scott Conklin, Democrat from State College. That's where Penn State is. Listen to what he said about why he's against even looking at impeaching Krasner.
And I want you all to listen. It's none of my business how the people of Philadelphia elect their officials. It's none of my darn business. I should be worried about back home before I worry about Philadelphia. They elected their people. Let them worry about them. They elected them back in. That's their problem. Let them deal with it.
Stupid moron. Get this moron on here. Okay, so do we go county by county? Is it block by block? That's your problem. Can you imagine just the no wonder. I wonder what college is, what this guy went to, Scott Conklin. He doesn't get the concept that at each level there's accountability. How many times have we been through this? There's a federal accountability overtaking the decisions of local officials. There's local and there's a state. It's called federalism, buddy. It's no surprise. Penn State. 855-839-1210. We'll play you a lot more from that yesterday. So it's a go. It's moving forward. Within days, they will name the 5 people to be on the select committee that will be investigating this. Now, you might be saying, Dom, this is I get it. But you know what it took to get to this point? Do you know how Krasner is seething now that he's actually going to have to face people here? So 855-839-1210, you get on board. And thank God there was somebody there, Steve Keeling, about 14 minutes. I'll talk to him about it. Thank God there were people there who were able to return fire. And I don't care what anybody in the Philadelphia Police Department says. We don't want that, or the mayor or anybody else. What the hell would you do, Jim Kenney, in a bar with a 21-year-old lying dead there, shot by a coward maniac who didn't like that it was team night at pool and fires 15 shots? He would have reloaded and he would have fired a lot more. What penalty should he get for this? The death penalty. Say by this time next year, you ought to be getting the death penalty. By the way, I hope Doug Mastriano runs on that versus our buddy masquerading as attorney general. I still think Pennsylvania agrees with the death penalty. So what would have happened if this guy didn't get some fire his way? He would have gotten in closer. He would have shot more people. He would have reloaded. 855-839-1210. You get on board on Talk Radio 1210.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, of course, I was going to go with that. Cher, Cher, Cher.
You got it right. It's not sure anymore.
Cher.
Cher.
Cher, Cher, Cher.
Now we're digressing.
All right. Yes.
Well, word?
We might be digressing.
Is digressing a word?
Yeah. Yes. So you digress. All right. So we got computers taking over Major League Baseball at some point. This headline demands I get to it today. Men rush to get vasectomies after the Roe ruling. I can't imagine. We'll probably hear from guys with reversals and re-reversals. I don't know how many times you can do that. We'll see if that's true. But this story with Krasner, and when you see these people on the floor of the House there in Harrisburg debating, particularly this clown from State College, I'm going to look at my own streets. Oh, I guess we shouldn't have had anything to say then about Joe Paterno. You guys handled that well, right? Didn't they handle Joe Paterno in Sandusky? How about Sandusky, buddy? Come on here and tell me how you handle that. You're in Philadelphia. Shut up about Sandusky. How do these people get to Harrisburg and not realize? Are they that dense that we have a system in which you can have a rogue state, a.k.a. Philadelphia, do whatever it wants when it gets funded greatly by the taxpayers across the state, among other things? Why doesn't Philadelphia form its own state then? They probably would like to. If you put that up for the mob in Philadelphia and make Larry Krasner king for the rest of his time. But I'm asking, too, this story, and thank God we get Steve Keeley coming up. As I understand it, a bouncer or somebody else there was armed and fired back at the guy firing the 15 shots. Okay? Over pool night. He wanted to play pool, and it was a tournament night. He goes out there, he sits for quite a while, then decides to shoot up the place. What stopped him a bit? Well, what stopped him was the fact that he didn't like somebody firing back at him again. Otherwise, how many 21-year-old girls sitting on a bar stool or talking to somebody there as designated driver might he have killed? All right, let's go to Carl. I'm glad Carl's fired up over this because I am too. In Delaware County on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Dom.
Hi. Yes, Carl.
It's actually Paul, but I think that's...
Okay. Thanks,
I'm
Paul.
I'm talking about
okay.
The empire. Yeah, I'm totally against that. There's like you said, the human element is going. I'll give you a scenario. Like, if you have a one-sided game, seventh, eighth inning, and the pitcher on the losing team that's getting blown out can't throw strikes according to the computer, it's just going to keep calling ball, 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 where a real umpire might widen the strike zone a little bit in a one-sided game to keep the game moving and get it over with. That's just one scenario. And there's also, like you said, just the individual style of the game.
It's tradition.
It shouldn't be one guy's discretion, though, as to whether or not he wants to decide to open up the strike zone.
Well, I'm not in favor
of that. It should be a rule is a rule.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, yes. But aside from that, though, umpires, I don't know if they take into account conditions or things like that. They do have discretion to make rules. It's not just.
They have some discretion to do something. I mean, not officially, but
yes. That's
part of the game, too. It's just like basketball, sometimes the refs let them play, call it tighter, don't call it tighter, depending on the teams. And
I hear you, Carl. It's a bad day. I think the hardest sport to umpire or referee is basketball. It's very difficult. You know, the block charge and stuff like that, very difficult.
Yeah.
But the idea that They're putting this under. Look, baseball is a dying thing. I don't know how any of the numbers. I'm going to a baseball game with DJ. It'll be fun. And his wife on July 3rd. Okay? Ooh. Yeah, when you're actually there at the park. And I do watch at home. Nice I'm a sports fan. But other than for me, the element of it, you got guys grabbing their crotch. One guy just, I watched him the other night. Which guy was it? It was a catcher. This really heavy catcher on Atlanta. Every pitch, he could not bat without doing the batting glove on each glove. He had to step out and do it. I would have, as an umpire, my discretion is, you get out of the box one more time, it's a strike. The next time, you're out. If there's anything after that, I'm going to try to get you suspended. The batting glove thing. Just the nervous tick of it. It's just, it's too long. There's not enough action. There's any number of reasons. People are counting down the days on WIP. I listen. We have friends over there. They're talking Eagles football. Now, is Philadelphia that different of a place? Somewhat. But I don't know places where baseball, they're riding on every pitch. Baseball is not the sport anymore. I think this is a thought to speed it up, to jazz it up. People will like seeing a computer calling it.
Well, I think they're kind of fixing the glove issue with this pitch clock that's coming soon.
They're not going to enforce it.
I think that, well, I'm looking here. So it's going to be an enforced rule where it's going to be once it runs out, if it reaches zero, the umpire then has discretion to call time before awarding a ball or a strike, mm-hmm. judging guilt, whether the pitcher or the batter is the one that isn't ready.
Oh, why don't we have a computer judge the guilt?
So essentially, if the pitcher's not ready, then he would be awarded.
Well, shouldn't a computer judge that?
A ball.
I don't know if I can think the umpire can make that decision.
Well, I think discretion there is okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But not when we're talking a defined zone by the rule book that should be defined that way every single time.
The funniest thing I've ever seen coaching Little League, and I remember this game well because it was happening on like Tuesday or Wednesday of Holy Week. A kid is kind of lofting the ball pitching, right? Inexperienced umpire. Yeah, you get that in Little League, you have to deal with it. The ball is muddy, too. There's a lot of mud. Mm-hmm. It hits the plate in the air. It kind of lofts up and hits the plate, bounces, and barely gets past the plate with the mud on it. And the umpire calls it a strike.
Oh.
So I say logically, wait a minute. Can't be a strike. He said, that's what I call it. It's my discretion.
Hold on. You're one of those parents that go out.
I was the coach.
Oh, you were the coach? Okay. Yeah. That's
DJ head coach. I was just.
I thought you were coming out from the stands.
No. Okay. No. So if it hits the plate, it can't be a strike. It's not possible. So I've seen worse umpiring. But still, can you imagine a computer doing this at the big league level? Part of the game is working the umpire, the human element, putting the pressure on him to see it your way and that. It's part of the charm of the game. It's part of the watching. I watch with Luke and we both go, I think that was a strike, or I think it wasn't. He's more technical. He's looking at the box.
Argument, when we fast forward 30, 40 years into the future, will be like the same kind of argument they were having when the three-point line was instituted in basketball.
No, it won't. The Jetsons are never coming. See, that's the Jetsons argument. Hey, we're going to have flying cars. There will be no traffic jam. Can you imagine the flying car in Philadelphia, what that's like?
Yeah, but it's like the traditional versus the advancing the game forward,
No, it's not advancing. I'm all about doing better things to advance it. I sort of like the three-point line. It's brought the shooter back in basketball, which is missing, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do other stuff, though. All right, big story out there on the crime front. This mom pushing a stroller shot dead in New York City, and they don't think that she knew, or they believe she may not have known the assailant. He just shot her in the head. Here's the kicker. It's in a very affluent area, the Upper East Side in New York.
Wow.
So that's why people are really paying attention to it versus 1,000 others. I think that area, the little bit I know about it, it would be kind of like in the middle of Chestnut Hill, mom at 8 o'clock at night, shot in the head, pushing a stroller.
Wow.
What would happen here? Why are people paying more attention to this?
So just to contextualize, the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in the Upper East Side averages currently around $4,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
4K. I don't know, and here in Philadelphia, even Rittenhouse Square, I don't think it's 4K, right? And the apartment is about as big as this studio, if it is that.
Yeah, they're tiny up there. Rittenhouse, it looks like the average rent is currently around $1,800.
1800 or Rittenhouse versus 4K.
I don't buy that. I think that's outdated. I think it's all right. Here's another one that says around 2333. That's according to rentcafe.com.
Yeah, okay. But still, this is almost double.
Yeah, yep.
You know,
that same source with the higher one has 4200 for Upper East Side instead of 4000.
All right. So the bottom line is, why are we paying attention to it? Are we discounting reasonable people? What happens in lowing? No. It gets more attention there because these areas that are insulated. And what do you make a bet? The people on the Upper East Side, by and large, who did they vote for? Biden. And they wish they could vote for someone more radical. Who did they vote for? They voted for that Manhattan prosecutor who won't prosecute anybody. So when it happens there, then it makes a difference. That's why it's making national news. All right, the great Steve Keeley is with us next. Imagine over in Jersey, the strategy now, because of the Supreme Court ruling on guns, is going to make it more places where you can't have a gun or within 1,000 feet. Should you be able to have a gun in a bar? Because if people didn't have a gun in that bar, I'm convinced the guy that fired those 15 shots would have reloaded and fired a heck of a lot more. Why not? He's in Philadelphia. What stopped him? Well, he wasn't really stopped. He killed at random a 21-year-old. Now, if that's not a death penalty case tomorrow, but it won't be. If he serves 20 years, we'll be lucky. There'll be some kind of argument. Well, he didn't mean to kill her. Maniac over a pool game firing 15 shots. Phone lines, 855-839-1210.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome in, everyone. The Dom Giordano Show. Mr. Steve Keeley with us from Fox 29 here on Talk Radio 1210. A lot to report today. All right, Steve. I know you have a great answer to the side question, as always. What do you have?
I have too many answers, and I saw your tweet, and I saw the latest musical guest, I'm like, that's got to be Dan, because I don't even know how to pronounce those two names.
Is it Sia or Sia?
Yeah.
All right, because I'm thinking, if I'm liking a lady singer, Madonna's hands-down winner, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then for the listeners of my age group who use all the male enhancement products that's advertised on the Dom Show,
what?
And we all mentioned Dom to get the bonus-free shipping, by the way, I'm going with a name that has more syllables than my full name, Liberace.
Yeah, Liberace is the greatest name, one of the greatest names in history, you know?
Yes, and then another local hero here, Kobe. That's an original name, and that's his name. So
that's a Benihana. That's a Benihana reference. That's how he got the name.
Yeah, and then one person that's referenced by name, by only one name, more than anybody, all 3 hours of the show on a daily basis, Krasner.
Oh, that's right.
So I thought all those guys would be off the board along with Madonna, but shocking. But now I guess they're off the board since I mentioned that.
Thank you.
Madonna, let me get right to it.
Yes,
I had to get the fun stuff out of the way because I've been listening, and your answer is both the bouncer and a patron with a license to carry, both legally licensed to carry, both fired a total of 4 shots back at that guy, and they don't know if they hit the pickup truck. They didn't think they hit any people because they didn't see any blood. But if they hadn't fired those 4 shots, chances are this guy would have fired more shots, and we could add more victims than that beautiful young angel who went out to make sure her friends got home safe by being the designated driver.
Well, Steve, thank you for that, because I can't say the media is focusing on that, and that's journalism to report what happened, but then let the viewers, understand by saying something like, well, what would have happened if those 4 shots were not fired? This guy would have continued to advance. I believe you're right. He would have reloaded. And is it true he was just upset over the night he couldn't play pool because it was a leak or something?
Yeah, and I think to give the media a little credit, they didn't know that. I got that from a solid source 101 at the scene. and the shells were still in within the door, so they weren't visible to anybody. So this man had been in the bar drinking, and he has some training, because after drinking in the bar and then going out, he was 168.3 feet away to hit all 15 shots to hit the bar. That's hard to do with a handgun from 168 feet. And if it wasn't for the brick wall, there would have been all 20 shots in that place. Only 5 went through the window. 3 went all the way to the back wall of the bar. And the reason this young girl was in the rear of the bar where she was sitting, talking to the barmaid, and the last bar stool before the bathrooms, is because the manager said to everybody, "Everybody get back. We're gonna have to force this guy out, and there's probably going to be trouble, and we don't want anybody getting hurt." So she goes back there. She was only in the bar for 10 minutes picking up her friends so that she could be their designated driver so they could get home safe. She picked them up at Topgolf, and they just only had been in there 10 minutes. And this guy wanted to play pool but he couldn't because it was a pool league. So this is a black adult male, and he said, "Oh, you're not letting me play because I'm black." And the manager came over and assured him, he goes, "It has nothing to do with your race. You can come here and play pool any other night of the week. We'll be happy to have you. These guys are in a league. They're serious players. They all had their pool cues. They came with which is a pool stick you screw with the front end to the back end. These were serious guys, and they had all these games scheduled." And they said, "No, it has nothing to do with your race. We'll be happy to have you. You can play any other time, but we only have one pool table." And so he got upset. Then he wouldn't leave when they asked him to leave. And then they had to force him out. And there was kind of a fight right there at the door. And then he was in the parking lot stewing for like an hour before he fired shot.
Steve, let me ask you a question on that, too. I know that neighborhood, Rose's mom and her brother had lived right around there. So I know bluegrass, we used to cut off there with Welsh and all that. Solidly middle class. Is it a sign when a bar needs a bouncer? Because that doesn't strike me like a particularly raucous crowd there or something like that. Would you say most bars in Philadelphia have bouncers now?
Well, they have security. In fact, that one security officer, they contract it out. There's a company that gives them. I think they have to do that for legal reasons. And in fact, the fact that they don't have the bouncers as their employees allows them not to maybe get the full throated suit when that one bouncer ended up killing that guy here in Philadelphia's neighborhood when the guy was even bothering anybody, he wasn't even in the bar.
Steve, so I was just asking, do they have, whether it's their own or private, does every bar in Philadelphia now pretty much have a bouncer or security person now? Not sure.
Well, here's the deal. They also will lose their liquor license if they allow somebody in with a fake ID. So I think you need a doorman. We always refer to them as bouncers. You got to check IDs. That girl had just turned 21. And a lot of young people are the ones that go out because they're finally old enough to go out. And they want to see what the whole nightlife and bar scene's like. So I think you're mostly a doorman checking IDs, which you really have to do. You can't leave that up to barmaids and bartenders who are so busy. So I think, that's part of the business now. Even if you have a place that never had any kind of fight at all, I think it's mostly just to keep order.
All right, Steve, I want to commend you, too, on something else, though. I don't know how you did this. Maybe you just happened to be there. You knew it. So you're covering that, and then you cover this Reed Foundation, which does great work in supplying people with boxes of groceries on Welsh Road again, middle class, northeast Philadelphia. And the line goes back forever of cars. I guess it was on a Wednesday where we saw you there with them. And again, you linked it to inflation. I like that.
My partner gets so mad at me. He does most of the work. He's the photographer, editor, and driver, Greg Kilroy. And I go, "Stop." And he goes, "Why?" I go, "Don't you see this line?" He goes, "Yeah." And I go, "Well, stop. I got to get out and find out what it is, because it's a long line of cars." And I start walking. I'm like, "Geez, I just walked a half mile." So I start asking people that are in their cars and their engines are off. I go, "Why are you in line?" And a guy says, "They give out free groceries." And I go all the way to the end of the line. And then there's all these people standing in line, and most of them are elderly. And you say it's a middle class neighborhood, but middle class is quickly becoming low class when you can't afford to live. You're lower middle class, at least, right? So I get to the top, and there's a lovely woman, Joanne, and Dom, this is not just non-perishables. There's cartons of milk, and it's like 80 degrees, and I'm like, should that be cold? And she goes, "We're trying to give out everything." Then they've got like chicken breast and pork chops. They have everything. And I'm like, these people are in line. You need to get this stuff out faster. They just didn't have enough volunteers. She said, we used to do this inside our building when we would have 20 people come for groceries. Now, because of what's going on in the economy, we're having more than ever, over 1,000. We give everything away till we run out of food. And I then, when I went back, the line was starting to go down Welsh Road. So a lot of the stories I see, it's just something we pass, whether it's a bulldozer that you'll end up find out it's been parked on Fifth Street for 5 years and the city didn't do anything till we put it on Twitter and on the air. You see these stories and you go, oh, my God. So then I found out it was the Reed Foundation, spelled R-E-I-D. And, boy, they could use volunteer help and money help, I'm sure, if anybody wants to give. And that's something where you're giving directly to people who need it. But I felt so sorry for all those folks. And I thought, this is the stuff of gas lines and food lines. And I lived through the inflation of the 70s. I'm old enough to remember as a kid Richard Nixon putting a price freeze on everything. Yep. I think, Dom, you and I and Dan's grandfather, the only ones that remember that. But this, that was right.
Wait a minute, I've seen
70s.
His father. His father remembers it too. Let's not go crazy here. But Steve, I so thought that. I told Dan, I bet he was just around there covering this, sees that, and tells the guy, let's get over there to this too. Just perfect.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's exactly it. And I do that to him at least twice a week, whether I see a huge pothole or the street filled with trash. I'm like, how does a city just allow this to have 5,000 tires where people are trying to live and go to school? And so I try to, with this, like I told you, the great thing about this Twitter thing, you could put that on there instantly and tell people about it, whether they need groceries or they want to find out about how to tell people who need groceries or they're going to need groceries, because you always meet somebody who said, I used to give to this. Now I'm here getting from it, because that's how bad things have gotten.
And Steve, to that point on your Twitter, and we'll tell people where to find that, you had the details. The family needed help of that 21-year-old burial and all that. I think they raised $8,000 or so at this point, but who knows if that's accurate. So where do they go to find all this?
$25,900 they're up to now.
$25,900. Yeah, they'll probably start a scholarship in her name or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that was her stepmother, and their goal was $25,000. And when I looked at it 3 hours ago, it was at $24,830, and I thought they just needed $70, and I'm sure they hit that now. But you know, that everybody's the reaction on that story. It wasn't because she was physically beautiful, which everybody first sees. She was more beautiful inside. To hear everybody say she never went out, her friends had to prod her to go out. Her friend from New Jersey hadn't seen her in a while, but she wanted to go out to make sure they all got home, because when she was on the phone, she thought maybe they had too much to drink and she didn't want her friends not being home safe from their night out. And that's why she went out to be their designated driver. She had a car only to get to and from her job at Target. And you know what, Tom? Try finding a kid in Philadelphia, boy or girl, who makes it to 21 without any tattoos. This girl was too good to be true. And the more you talk to people that were close to her, the more truth it was, and the more you found out how wonderful of a human being this was and how much of a huge loss this was.
Exactly. Steve, where do we find all this stuff? You're the Dickens of Philadelphia. I take second place to you. Where do we go on Twitter?
Keely Fox 29.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great 4th. I'm sure you'll be out there if you see something that's amiss. Call Dan sometimes, too, if your photographer can't do it. He's not doing enough.
You got it, Dan, anytime. Dan, all the time. I love being on, so thanks.
Thanks,
Steve. Have a good holiday.
Thank you,
all right,
Steve.
You got
Steve.
It.
All right. I think of that guy, what he has to go through with Keely, then there's Dan. So, Dan, you haven't said the vows yet. Can you make one call before the wedding? Come on.
What do you need now, Dom?
Yeah, there you go. 855-839-1210. All right. Steve Keely had a lot on the side question today. You heard the details on that. 4 shots fired, he said. It was the bouncer, and it was somebody else who had the right to carry in that bar. Now, I would just like to see the media make more of a point of that. Do a little analysis. What would have happened with this maniac? And again, if you know Welsh Road, Bluegrass intersecting near that bar, and I've never been in the bar, but I know that area. Quintessential middle class. Didn't used to happen there in this type of situation. Why is it happening? You know why, the major reason for it. It's Krasner. It's progressivism. It's the old West in Philadelphia. They're in denial. All right, it is Dom time at 855-839-1210. I'm telling you, Steve Keely, if the media would do what he does, have that sort of connection to it, and be a journalist at the same time, things would be a whole lot better. Because this shooting in the Northeast, the message, as Jersey now is trying to say, King Philip, you shouldn't be able, even with a concealed carry permit, et cetera, to have a gun in sensitive places. What are sensitive places? They're going to try to make all of New Jersey a sensitive place. So what should those people have done? When do this media ever ask the police commissioner? And whatever she starts with her deflection of thoughts and prayers and all of her nonsense, I didn't ask you that. Go back to the question. What would you have those people do if we're so against the arming of Philadelphia? A maniac over a pool game fires 20 shots, 15 hit inside the bar. He's going to reload. Keeley said he was a distance of 168 feet. 21-year-old gets killed. Why are people raising $25,000 for her? You hear some of these pundits and not for some others. Well, we would do it for everybody. How about joining us to stop it? They're doing it because this is a neighborhood. You in your mind, at least, want to believe there are certain safe spots in Philadelphia. Give that up. Give that up constantly. There's some spots that are safer than others, certainly. You got to know that. But even coming toward the suburbs, we're all in this together. I'll play you a little bit more in the next hour, and we have the former head of the Texas Rangers at the border coming on later in the show, because John Roberts and Kavanaugh both misses. I think Trump missed on Kavanaugh. In your heart of hearts, well, come on, Tom, he went with the gun, he went with the abort. This was a layup. Why should people be allowed to come into our country and say they'll come back 6 months later for an asylum hearing? They never show up. They're not going to show up. They're committing mayhem across the country. At worst and at best, they shouldn't be here illegally. Why in the world would Roberts and Kavanaugh vote with the liberals on this? Because we missed on them. Trump missed on Kavanaugh, and George W. Bush, well, he doesn't think he missed on Roberts. He likes this. He's in agreement with this nonsense. Why should people have to wait in Mexico to get their asylum hearing? Because if they want asylum, stay in Mexico. Nobody's bothering you there, as far as we know. Then when your time is up, you come and get your hearing and we'll make a decision. No. We process you, let you loose into the country. What are the odds on finding those people? Trump had it right. The American people have had it with this. And come November, the border is going to be among the top three or four issues. All right, big 1 o'clock hour. Dom's Money Melody will be here today at 2:13, as always, here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.